World Heritage 2, an ancient city of Roman ruins. The historic center of Rome, the properties of the Holy See in that city enjoying extraterritorial rights, and San Paolo Fuori le Mura. Listen up. The history of Rome. According to legend, Rome was founded in 753 BC by Romulus, one of the twin sons of the god Mars. This small city-state was ruled by kings until 509 BC, when it became a republic, ruled by laws and politicians. Around 218 BC, Hannibal invaded Italy. But in 45 BC, Julius Caesar became Rome's first dictator and ended the Roman Republic. He was eventually murdered, however, and in 27 BC, his adopted son Octavian became the first emperor of Rome. Read aloud. Passage 2. The Colosseum. The Colosseum was built around 80 AD. It was the largest round building without a roof during this time. Its original circumference was 527 meters, with a height of 48.5 meters. This four-level building had 80 arched entrances on the ground floor, so that people could enter and leave easily. It could hold about 50,000 spectators, seated according to rank. Read up. The Life of the Roman. Roman emperors built recreational facilities to improve their popularity, such as the Colosseum and the Baths of Caracalla. Romans went to the baths called thermae almost every day, since there was no special room to wash their bodies in their homes. Thermae was also a place where people could meet and talk. This shows how the life of the Romans was sometimes interesting. The living conditions of the rich and poor were very different. Some Romans lived in the countryside, caring for animals and growing crops. Others lived in a noisy, dirty city in terrible conditions. Many of these city people lived in tall, crowded apartments with no running water. Only a handful of wealthy people were able to live in houses. Their houses' entrances had mosaic dogs on the floor to scare away thieves and beggars. The entrance led to an open-air hall which provided light and a pool to catch rainwater. There were no windows for security reasons. On both sides of the hall were a kitchen, a party room, and private rooms with brightly painted walls. At the end of the hall, there were an office, and further down, a private garden with columns.
Today, I'd like to talk about the main types of clothing of the Romans. The basic clothing for both men and women was called a tunic. This was a simple, sleeveless shirt. It is shown in picture 1. For official clothing, male Roman citizens wore a toga over a tunic. A toga was a 6-meter square cloth that wrapped around the body. It is shown in picture 2. Togas were usually made from wool. Besides a tunic, women also wore a simple cloth known as a stola and wore a pala over it. It is shown in picture 3. Rich women wore long tunics made from expensive cotton or silk, imported from India and China.